You ready for Friday, Keith?
I'm ready for Friday, Jones.
It's been a long time.
Has it? Since Friday? Since last Friday?
Since we had football.
That's six sleeps.
With the Pats.
Yeah.
I'm itching for it to a degree. But
that's
yeah,
true.
It feels like it's been longer than just 1 week since the last Friday.
Been a long time since the Patriots played a football game.
It has been. Well, you remember.
They didn't look great in it either.
We came in last Friday and we're like, okay.
Yeah.
That was foundation shattering. And that was against the Jets. I don't know that it's going to go a ton better.
Niners are banged up, though.
This week.
Niners are banged up.
Well,
the MASH unit.
Are they?
Well, they got some guys that are coming back, yeah. But they got some other guys that are in, you know, Germany trying to get healthy. So
they're not as banged up as I was hoping. Purdy's going to play. Debo and Kittle were both in practice yesterday.
Yeah.
They're not quite as banged up as I was hoping for, personally.
It's not.
So we'll be talking about that game all day long here on Jones and Keith. You want to discuss the Pats and the Niners. Thoughts, predictions, feelings on it. The Patriots have any shot this week? Is this the end for Jacoby Brissett? All things we've discussed, you can jump in at 617-779-7937. You can text us at 37937. Whole bunch of ways you can interact with the show on Twitter and Instagram. Follow along at Jones and Keith. You can watch on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, or on YouTube. Subscribe to WEEI there. You can check out old interviews, old segments. You can watch live on YouTube. So certainly worth doing. Keith, the Patriots have any shot whatsoever this week against San Fran? At last check, they were either 10 or 10.5 point dogs.
So there's the old any given Sunday.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say no. I don't think so. And, you know, obviously there's upsets all the time. And, hell, I did not think they were going to beat Cincinnati, and they did. But I think that has a lot more to do with Cincinnati than it did with the Patriots as the weeks have kind of gone on. But I think San Francisco, after losing back-to-back games, and they're at home, and I think they are going to – this is going to be sort of a get-right game, as they say, for San Francisco.
Yep.
As you mentioned, some of those guys that were on the fence probably will play. Not sure they really need him necessarily. I mean, you look at what Jordan Mason's been able to do for him so far this season in place of Christian McCaffrey. He's been really good. I think a guy like Nick Bosa might have 3 sacks in the game. Like, I think their defense is going to just be a real problem for the Patriots, who are still searching for their offensive line. I know City So might be back, so that's great. But it might be their 4th starting left tackle in 4 games. That is brutal.
Okay. Damontre Jacobs.
Bring him on.
Could be their 4th starting left tackle in 4 weeks.
So, no, I don't love their chances
this week.
That
doesn't feel great against the 49ers of all teams.
Well, especially when, and not to hammer this point home, the first tackle sucked. So now it's the 4th guy. So this guy couldn't beat out the guy ahead of him, who couldn't beat out the guy ahead of him, who couldn't beat out the guy ahead of him, and that's who you're left with?
Yeah,
That's scary.
Well, Chooks quit.
He quit.
Vidarian Lowe now, again,
looks like a stud.
We've been saying this. Yeah. He sounds like he's like an all-pro left tackle the way we talk about him.
It's
like,
oh, the pace.
But they just had Vidarian Lowe.
Tony Baselli. Just get him back out there. He'd be fine.
And so they're just losing guys left and right.
It's a mess.
And, yeah, that doesn't feel like a great formula against San Fran. Now, if you wanted to talk about taking the points and the Patriots covering, like, maybe I'd meet you there. But I'm with you. This doesn't feel like a game that's shaping up well. Even despite the long layoff, the extra time, they feel not banged up, but depleted at a key area like left tackle. They're still starting Jacoby Brissett. You know, the Niners, for all of their rough stretches and poor start to the year, they still are able to move the football, throw to Juwan Jennings, run it with Jordan Mason. And so, no, I don't give the Patriots much of a chance, which, of course, means a new era could be coming for the Patriots, because I think if they lose this game, we've been talking about it really all month, but specifically this week, I think if you lose this game, that's the end of the line for Jacoby Brissett. And I do think there is now a healthy amount of reporting, or at least beat writers alluding to that fact, and even the team itself. Oh, we've seen Drake May get better on the field. He's better in practice. Jerod Mayo said it the other day. Alex Van Pelt, you're going to hear it coming up. Oh, growth from Drake May. His teammates are talking it up. Various stories to Mark Daniels, Phil Perry, other beat writers. He looks great on the practice field. He's doing this. He's doing that. We could talk to Dietrich Wise about it here on a Patriots Friday. Maybe Jeremy Springer, Patriots special teams coach, can give us some insight on what's going on as well. And so I think you're starting to get a lot of hints out there because the team knows this is what we're doing this week. We already see the writing on the wall against San Fran. And the first month of the year will be a certain version of the team, and going forward it's going to look different. And I guess long term that's good. But for this weekend, I don't expect it to work out very well.
No, I kind of think it might be one of those, you know, how the Jets kind of snapped out of it. The Jets didn't look great weeks one and two. And then week three, like, the Patriots was exactly what they needed, and they looked a lot better. And now their future for this season is so much brighter. I think San Francisco's in a similar boat. You know, they lose to the Vikings. They lose to the Rams in a game which they really should have won. Like, they had that game won in the fourth quarter. They end up losing it. So I think they kind of take it out on the Patriots. That's my guess.
Yeah. I don't know that it bodes well for them the way the game's shaping up. And will it be a bit of a last stand for Jacoby Brissett? That's something we can get into here on Jones and Keefe on a Patriots Friday here on WEEI. And every Patriots Friday, we are joined by members of the New England Patriots. Today, Dietrich Wise, Patriots defensive lineman, joining us here on a Patriots Friday. Is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Dietrich Wise, how are we doing today?
Wonderful. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. It was a poor showing, to put it mildly, last Thursday against the Jets. You guys get some extra time off and added time to prepare. What'd you do to take advantage of that time over the last 10 days?
Some R&R and then some reflecting and got back to work on Monday.
All right. What makes Trent Williams so good? A guy that you'll probably be lined up against a few times coming up on Sunday. One of the best left tackles in the league. But what makes him so good?
A guy with good feet, vet, been in the league for 12 years now, knows how to hold guys, throw guys down, and get to what he needs to do to allow runs to continue to go forward. So he's a very savvy vet and knows how to use his hands and feet very well.
You say he knows how to hold guys? Are you suggesting there's a lot of holding being done by Trent Williams?
I see. I bet some holding as well.
No, probably a little bit of holding going on. Yeah. We were just talking about before you got on the air all the injuries the Niners have sustained. Maybe they're getting a touch healthier. We don't know if Debo or Kittle are going to play this week. No Christian McCaffrey. How have they looked different, or in what ways are they different without Christian McCaffrey?
I think they're still going to be a team to be dealt with. They have a great guy in their backup running backs. Purdy still runs the show. 15 still does what he does best. And I think they still have a great system over there. So it's a plug-and-play system that I believe in. And I think that they just kind of put guys in those spots, and they still make things happen.
Yeah, what do you see out of Brock Purdy? I feel like he's kind of a polarizing quarterback around the league, because I personally see him like, he doesn't have the strongest arm. He doesn't really wow you, and yet his numbers are great. The win-loss is great. Not that that's specifically a quarterback stat, but when you watch Brock Purdy play, what stands out?
His ability to get the ball to where it needs to go, and also he's able to use his feet when he needs to as well. So if he needs to scramble, he'll scramble. If not, he does a good job placing the ball just so that the receiver or tight end can catch it.
Dietrich Wise of the New England Patriots joining us here on Jones and Keefe, Patriots Friday on WEEI. You mentioned his mobility. Gerard Mayo spoke about this. We talked to DeMarcus Covington last Friday, losing contain in the pocket against Aaron Rodgers, allowing him to get outside the pocket. I know that was a focus going into the Jets game. What went wrong there, and how do you clean that up?
Really just containing the quarterback, and that's pretty much it. Didn't do the best job at that, but now we know what we need to do to fix it, and we'll do that.
Obviously, you guys spend a lot more time on defense watching the tape of the opposing offense, but I'm curious, how much do you watch other guys at your position, and you see somebody like Nick Bosa, who will be on the other side this week, who's had quite a bit of success? You know, I think it's 18 and a half sacks a couple of years ago, but do you watch a lot of other pass rushers around the league?
Yes, I do.
What do you think of Bosa?
I think he's a great pass rusher. Does a good job of bending edges and utilizing his edge moves of power.
You have a favorite NFL city you get to go to? I at least a time ago, San Francisco has maybe taken a turn, but a time ago I used to like to visit San Francisco. Do you have a favorite NFL city to visit?
Really, I have a stadium that I like.
What is it?
Ooh.
I play in Pittsburgh.
Oh, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
What do you like? What do you like about that? You a big fan of Styx Renegade? What do you like about that?
Terrible towel.
Yeah.
It's always the atmosphere. Like, their night games are always cool to play in.
That's not bad. You played in San Francisco before, or is this going to be the first time?
This is going my first time.
I'm curious, what has the atmosphere been like inside the locker room during some of the team meetings? Because you guys start the season with an upset win, had to be feeling pretty good about Cincinnati. And then the Seattle game, obviously a tough loss, but you're right into the end and it's overtime. And then as Jones kind of pointed out that, you know, Thursday did not go your way right from Jump Street. I'm curious, does it feel the same in the locker room being 1-2 as it did being 1-0 or even before the season started? Or does it feel a little bit different in there now?
No, it feels the same. We're still motivated, still hungry, still ready to prove ourselves to ourselves, to our teammates, to the world. Even though we had a little hiccup, that's not going to derail us. It was only week three. Going into week four, we know what we can do. As we always say, the true test of a man's character is how he is after he stands up, and that's something that we always believe in, that we still have that fight within us. And we're going to prove it Sunday.
Okay. You get the 49ers on Sunday, as we've been discussing. Something we like to do on Fridays, we ask a four-pack of questions. Our favorite player growing up on the opposing team. Do you have a favorite 49er or a player you like to watch on San Francisco when you were younger?
I'm going to say no.
That sounds like a no.
Hello?
Yeah, that's a no.
Oh,
nobody?
Wow.
No Jerry Rice? You didn't like Jerry Rice?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying he's my favorite player. I watched him, his highlights, things like that. I used to watch Armstead and DeForest Buckner when I was in college.
There you go.
So they're like a few years older than me, so I kind of watched them when I was coming into the league. But other than that, that's about it.
Okay.
What was the team you liked growing up? You're from what, Virginia? So was it Washington, or who was your team?
So that's a good resource there, my guy.
Yeah, I'm all over it.
I was a big Michael Vick fan, so I watched the Atlanta Falcons. And I actually was an Atlanta Falcons fan just before Michael Vick got there. And then Michael Vick got there, it just made it better. So I was like, it's pretty cool.
Okay. Nice.
Like Chris Chandler.
Yeah.
Okay, are you a Madden guy, Dietrich?
Am I a Madden guy?
Yeah.
I play every now and then, but okay. I don't really play that.
How about back in the day, though? Did you let people play with Michael Vick, or was Michael Vick outlawed in Madden? Because you shouldn't have been allowed to play with Michael Vick back in the day.
04.
It wasn't fair.
Nope. Yeah. I want to say it was Madden 04 or 08, one or two.
Yeah.
He was on. Right. So, yeah, he did his thing.
Yeah, that's because you weren't in the game, though. You would have shut him down. I'm sure Dietrich Wise and the Patriots take on the 49ers on Sunday. It's Patriots Friday here on WEEI. Dietrich, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, man. Have a good day.